Welcome to episode 61 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. So today we're going to kick off the next photography assignment, which is going to be really tough. But first, I'm going to announce the winners of the reflections assignment. I've got to say that you guys never cease to amaze me with the quality of the work you're turning out. So thanks again to all of those that got involved and for all of those that voted. As usual, I'll count down the winners and the runners-up in reverse order in just a moment. So before I announce the winners, let's remember that when we're entering the image numbers, if you go to the martinbaileyphotography.com top page or the podcast page and enter the image number manually, the members' images have to be preceded with the letter M for member. So I'll call out the numbers, but they'll have an M and then the three or four digit number after that. So let's get right down to it. In third place with the image Drive to Work is Mojo Yugen, real name Brian Schultz. Congratulations, Brian. Excellent image. Which is number M3007. So Brian's photo really stuck out. It struck me when it was uploaded too. Hopefully, if you're viewing along with me, you'll not need so much detail. But basically, it's the side of what looks like an office block with four rows of windows in solid bands across the width of the image. And in those windows are reflections of a church steeple and a beautiful blue sky with some fluffy white and also some grey clouds. And the top of a mountain range in the bottom row of the windows. The mountains have some clouds pluming over the peaks too, and you know, there's basically just something to look at in each and every window, making for an incredibly interesting shot. I find too that once I've inspected all of the reflections, I pull back my focus a little and start to look at the texture in the building itself, in the sidings. And then I realise that there's a tree in the bottom left as well, and that keeps me busy for a little while longer. In my mind, an image that keeps the viewer interested for a long time and keeps us looking around the image to various aspects is a real winner. So once again, congratulations, Brian. In second place is WI_Rob, real name Rob Rock, with his image Standing Water, which is image number M2682. This is a very graphical, somewhat abstract image. The composition is perfect though. It actually makes me twist my head a little as I view it, as it's like there's some sort of an optical illusion going on there, making it look like the image is crooked on the website. I'm not talking about the contents of the image. That's obviously very subjective, but I mean the actual image itself, the file, the embedded digital file, looks as though it is actually crooked on the page, which is, as far as I'm aware, it's not even possible. But it's all down to this optical illusion that Rob has introduced into his image. This to me is another reason why this image works so well, because it gets me physically moving in my chair trying to understand it. Of course, I also like the striking orange, especially around the nearest part of the barrier, and its dark reflection looming down there in what at closer inspection reveals to be really quite shallow water. And obviously, that the barrier would have floated away. It's made of wood, so the barrier would have floated away if the water was much deeper, but the darkness of the water itself makes us think that it's, or it might be much deeper. So all of these things are getting me thinking. Again, great, excellent work, and congratulations, Rob. in first place, the winner of the Reflections assignment with his image Window Cleaner's Nightmare is Prism, real name Nigel Bide. This image is number M2586. It's a very striking image that at first glance is very difficult to understand what you're looking at. It's a building with mirrored sidings totally covering it, but the angle that Nigel chose to shoot this from is just exquisite. He's contained just a small piece of, I think, what is a window viewed directly, not a reflection, but actually a real window. And then we can see the reflection of a few other windows across the bottom of the image. But the element that really makes this image is a perfectly exposed, beautiful blue sky with some big, white, fluffy clouds. The line of the edge of the clouds is also reflected in the largest visible mirror panel, and again in the second largest panel to the left of the largest. I find my eye jumping all over the image trying to figure out what is real and what is a reflection. It really is, again, a lot of optical illusion type stuff going on in there. And it's all emphasized by this, you know, spectacular angle that Nigel chose. There's also one splash of rusty red in one of the reflected windows, which nicely breaks up what would otherwise be a totally blue and white image. Not overwhelming in any way, but an understated splash of color. Really top class work. Absolutely well done indeed, Nigel. The notable theme through these three and most of the other images entered to the Reflections assignment is that they have some kind of optical illusion and or amazing detail that really just draws you in and keeps you interested for a long time. Although the standard of entries for these assignments is always very high, I think I've probably spent more time viewing the images for this one than any of the previous ones. Thanks again to all of those that got involved, and congratulations once again to Nige for scooping first place. I'll be contacting you soon with details how to select your image and let me know the options and things that you want for your original print that I will send you totally free of charge once I've created it and got it all packaged up and ready to send. So remember that you can see the winners and the updated accumulated votes for all assignments to date on the photo assignment winners and scores page that you can find linked at the bottom of the gallery menu at the top of all of the pages on martinbaileyphotography.com. So I have a question for you all now. Over the last few days, the question was raised in the forum as to whether or not it should be okay for people to vote for their own images in the photography assignment. Now, I have my own opinion on this, but I'm going to keep it to myself for now and simply ask you to think about this for a moment, and then, if you have a minute, vote in the poll that I've started in the photography assignments forum. It will be very easy for me to block this out, to stop the members having the ability to do this in the programming, the code of the website. So that's not a consideration. I'd just like to know what you guys think. I'll put a link directly to the poll in the show notes as well, just in case that makes it easier for you to jump over there. Thanks in advance for thinking about this and for voting. Okay, so on that serious note, let's talk about the next photography assignment. This is going to be really quick because I don't have any example photos from my gallery that would really help me to explain the new theme, which is sound. This theme was suggested a few weeks ago by a member, I'm not sure how he's saying this, the real name is Dave Brownson from California, USA, but XX Dabro XX is Dave's login name. And so basically, thanks very much for the excellent idea, Dave. To be honest, I really have only a few ideas of what to shoot for this right now. And I'm not going to go into those because I don't want to influence anybody. But, basically, this is going to really test us for this next 6 weeks. Along with, myself, along with the rest of you, I think we're going to have to do a lot of thinking about this. The theme is going to be, of course, very much open to interpretation, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys make of it. Dave said in his original post, "While on my way home from work today, sitting in traffic, I thought of a possible assignment topic, depicting sound." So Dave was probably surrounded by noises with people sounding their horns and maybe screeching brakes, etc. But in a car, the sounds are neutered. They're not quite as loud. You can see people talking in the distance, but you can't hear them. And all of this really starts to make us think, or probably started to make Dave think about, what they were saying. And that really is linked perfectly to a still image shot with a camera. You can't hear, there's no sound, obviously. So I just think it really is an excellent theme for us to work with. What I'm thinking is that the images submitted should, without a doubt, make me hear that sound in question. Of course, I don't mean literally hear it, but I should be able to imagine what sound was being made, or at least a sound that could very, very possibly have been made without mistake. There should be no question as to at least the sort of sound that pops into mind in the viewer's head when we look at the image. I think the winner will be the entry that achieves this. It will be very easy to loosely link a sound to a good deal of photos, I'd imagine, but this is not really what I'm thinking. I did take a look through my gallery today to see if there are any images that I could use as examples, and I chose a few, like a swan paddling the water as it gathers speed to take flight. But this is weak, it's not really what I'm thinking. You could possibly make an image that really, really brings this across, an exact same image. But the images that I've got so far that were never made with this in mind, it's really just a weak connection, and that's why I haven't included any today. So please bear in mind that all entries should have been shot no earlier than today, November the 6th, 2006. And I imagine that you're going to need to do a lot of visualization to shoot a winning shot for this assignment. But who knows, you might get lucky and be confronted with one of those serendipitous moments that presents itself to us every now and again. But, just be ready, get your camera, have your camera with you, and be ready for when that moment does occur. So let's get out there over the next 6 weeks and really work this one. The assignment album will be ready for uploads by the time I release this podcast, and I'll include a link to it in the show notes. Remember that you have to create a separate account in the mbpgalleries.com website where we house the assignment gallery, if you don't already have an account there, that is, simply because I haven't had the time to link the two sites together yet. So please use the same username and email address when you register as well, to enable me to link your accounts later when I finally get around to it. You will be able to upload your entry for this assignment until the end of Sunday, December the 17th, anywhere in the world. From Monday the 18th, voting will start until the end of December the 31st, New Year's Eve. Thanks very much for listening. Also note that we are still accumulating votes for a grand prize that will be something other than one of my own prints, and that will be awarded at the end of the first year of assignments, which is just a few assignments away now. This means that you don't need to win any single assignment, but rather just keep scoring constantly throughout the year, and you'll be in with a chance of scooping the grand prize that I'm hoping to be able to announce very soon. Remember too that I'm currently calling out for recorded comments or questions for future podcasts. I haven't had a single question recorded yet, so please do hook up a mic to your computer and click on the leave a message button on the applet on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com and record away. It couldn't be simpler. If it's just a greeting or a shout out to the other listeners, I'll include it into the intro of a future episode. If you record a question, I'll round it up with a few others and do an episode dedicated to answering them when I have enough to make a full show. So have fun with the new assignment, and whether you're out shooting for this or something else, or whatever you're doing this week, have fun doing it. Bye bye.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com.